So coming up next on Free Radio Santa Cruz, actually the stream, because the FCC is on our tail and we have to pull in our horns briefly. But keep listening, because we're streaming on the net and we still have got stuff to say to you. We're at freakradio.org and we're hoping to get back to be reaching you possibly at the same frequency, possibly somewhere else. But you can get more information for at least this net broadcast at the Huff number. That's Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom, and a contact point also for Free Radio Santa Cruz, 831-423-4833. I'm going to be making a very brief introduction because I'm really behind time here. Don't have a lot of time to do my regular show, but you're going to be able to hear a flashback, which has some interesting stuff in it around the Spygate scandal of 2006. Hey, all you history buffs. That had to do with political surveillance of the DIY's last night parade, the do-it-yourself parade that began that year and has continued every year since, in spite of political pressure, police harassment, and I'm afraid some kind of political shrinkage in town and shrinking away from doing public protest and public, even public merriment seems to be flagging. There are also some things actually coming up in 2018, this weekend, and what we have coming up tonight on Thursday, if I can find it here, and I hope I can, because I'd like to, but having a little problem here on the computer. We have several events, which you can, they're free events, so that's good. Except I'm having trouble with my computer, damn. Well, tonight it's from 6 to 9. There's a restorative justice panel. It's beginning now as the show begins at the Resource Center for Nonviolence, 612 Ocean. Then tomorrow, 5:30 to 7 in the evening, there's a march against racist landlords at the town clock. Check it out. And finally, Saturday, noon to 3 p.m., there's the really free market at the Sub Rosa Cafe at 703 Pacific. So all of these events are yours for the attending, if you'd like to do that. And again, if you want to get in touch with me about ongoing instances of police misconduct or harassment of homeless and poor people or landlord scandals, for that matter, Measure M is coming up for a vote on Tuesday, and I urge everyone to vote for it. Give me a call at 423-4833. One brief comment, the Community Survival Campout is gathering steam. That's an event that's slated to happen on November 15th, planned by a number of groups, among them Conscience in Action, Huff, Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom, the Depot Group. Several others have joined on, and we're going to be putting out more flyers. If you want more information about this and you want to be involved, come to the Food Not Bombs meals on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, from 4 to 6, right outside the main post office. So I'm going to leave it there because I got to get this show up at 6 o'clock, and hopefully you'll be listening to it then. Again, we're hoping that actually some of the technical problems I was having to involving this program have been resolved. And a tip of the hat to former broadcaster, former free radio man, and ongoing computer whiz, Troublesome Thomas Levitt, who used to do a show here called The Wake Up Call, and he stayed awake long enough to help me out today, and a tip of the hat to him for doing so. I hope to have his views on rent control. He's kind of moved from being a Santa Monica skeptic to actually supporting Measure M, although he has a number of interesting comments to make, and hopefully he'll be making them on Sunday. So let's leave it there and get into the flashback. Again, thank you for listening, and get in touch if you have any comments, criticisms, or interested in helping Free Radio out with and helping yourself out. There's a $300 reward for finding us a 10x10 space for the next year, which we will rent. We happen to pay fair rent, which is for us pretty low rent, but still. Any 10x10 space with access to electricity, internet, and bathroom will do, indoors or outdoors. So get in touch with us. And, well, we'll be grateful. And you may be too. Thanks.